Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Galilee region in northern Israel. What does it really mean that Israel has sovereignty over the Golan Heights? That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Why sovereignty over the Golan Heights? What does that really mean?
Well, that basically means that it takes off the table that after 50 years since the Six Days War and 70 years of statehood, in which none of the Arab aggressor states have been willing to make any sort of peace to Israel, it becomes obvious that someone has to tell the Arabs, you lost. Israel has won. But we also want to act as normal nations do around the world. And part of that is saying, very sorry, we gave you 50-odd years or more to make peace with us. You're not going to make peace with us. We need that territory. And that's the final statement on the matter.
Well, when we talk about the Jewish communities are sometimes referred to as the settlements, in what many call the West Bank, another derogatory term, as I've mentioned, you could possibly see how in the near future, the area of Judea and Samaria might also receive the approval of the United States, as if they could agree and make a declaration that Israeli sovereignty over Judea and Samaria should be the case as well. Do you think this could lead to that?
It could lead to that. It could lead also that the Palestinian Authority might wake up and say, wait, we're going to lose everything here if we don't get back to negotiations. The Arabs who call themselves Palestinians look around and seeing that the Syrians have lost and Egypt and Jordan has made peace already and they're the last ones on the line. Either they come in or they lose. They want to be extremists. They don't want to recognize Israel or the Jewish national identity. But Israel is abnormal sometimes in a very good way, but it also wants to be normal in the sense that if no one wants to make peace, if you're an aggressor and you keep it up, you're going to lose a war. You're going to lose a campaign. And I think that's a very important message, actually, that the Trump administration is sending to the Middle East, that we're willing to go with right and not with other types of influence that the Arabs have on the West.
Winky Medad, and the explanation of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights and the possibility that this could lead to Israeli sovereignty over Judea and Samaria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. God's plan is that Israel will have sovereignty over all of the land of Israel of today, and then into the future as well, when they will have 10 times the land that the Jews have today. Now that's God's promise from the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis chapter 15, and the land covenant, Deuteronomy chapter 30. God said this would happen. Not for the Jewish people, but for his holy name's sake. That's Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 22. When the Lord could swear by nothing greater, he swore by his holy name. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...